Talking with Michael Prieto, who's wrestling 113 pounds, defending state champ here in Garden City. And, take us, get a mindset into what your outlook for is for this tournament.
I expect to go out and do the same last year, except have a little better results. Last year I fell short in the finals, got second to Logan Terrell. He's a great kid. I wrestle him all the time, and he's in my bracket, so I'm hoping to maybe meet him in the finals again and this time win it. And also I'm looking for our team to do awesome today. I mean, we're coming out. We want to win this thing because it's our home tournament. We just want to come out and just be aggressive as we can.
What is the amount of pride that you have in doing well in your own tournament?
Well, it's doing well in your own tournament. It just means a lot. It's you have a home crowd. It's your own tournament, so everyone's going to be watching you because you're from Garden City. And just doing well, it just tops it all off.
And now for you, what kind of inspiration do you get from your teammates when you see them do well out here on the mat?
Whenever I see my teammates doing well, it just gets me even more motivated to want to go out and do just as good as they did. Whenever they get a pin, it makes me want to get a pin. And when they just wrestle their butts off, I just want to go out and do the same for them.
Of course, you're a coach's son, so did your father have any words of advice as a father or coach today?
I see it as he was kind of a coach, but also as a father. He's kind of both ways. He just said, go out, wrestle smart, have fun, leave it out on the mat. And this morning, he wrote me a note, said, I love you, son. Wrestle your butts off. You can't be beat. And that's how I see it, too. I just want to go out and win every match.
Michael Prieto, good luck.
Thank you.
Michael Prieto wrestling at 113 pounds for Garden City. And, of course, as many as 20 teams competing here. Every events go on all day here from Garden City High School. I'm Tim Bulware for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center.